Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, and welcome to Dyslexia Devoted, the podcast dedicated to building awareness, understanding, and strategies to help those with dyslexia. I'm your host, Lisa Parnello, dyslexia therapist and founder of Parnello Education Services. This show features information, stories, candid interviews, and experiences with dyslexia at all ages. Join me as we dive into today's episode of Dyslexia Devoted. Hello, and welcome back, friends. Many schools have beginning-of-the-year parent-teacher conferences, but what questions are the most important to ask during that precious collaboration time? Welcome to episode 16 of Dyslexia Devoted, where we will be talking about some of the important questions and topics you might want to discuss with your child's teacher at your first conference of the year. As an added bonus to this episode, I've created a helpful parent guide called Conversations with Educators about Dyslexic Students. Be sure to download your copy today. I'll put the link in the show description as well as the episode 16 show notes on my website, parnelloeducation.com. Now, depending on your school, you may not have time for all of these questions if you only have a 10-minute conference, so prioritize your time. Pick which ones are the most important to you and which ones might be better served as an email you send later on. With over 15 years in education, I've had more parent-teacher conferences than I can ever dream of counting. That first conference can really set the tone for the year, so it's important to make sure that we make it as positive of an experience as possible for both parties. It's really important that we avoid the blame game of who failed what and focus on whatever the problem is at hand and how we're going to address it and who will be responsible for getting it done. These conversations can lead to helpful insights for both the teachers and the parents. I've learned that many kids can be the complete opposite at home and school. Some kids are angels at school and drive their parents crazy at home, and other kids drive their teachers crazy at school and are amazing at home when they have lots of one-on-one attention from their parents. Try to tell the teacher information that might affect your child's mood during the school day. Are you about to have another child and perhaps the dynamic in the household is going to change? Did the child start some new medication recently and you aren't sure how they're going to react? Maybe you're about to move to a new house and things are going to be a little hectic for a while and you may not be able to find your belongings as easily. It might be important to tell the teacher that if the child lost their homework, it might literally be at a different house because you're moving between houses right now. Kids make up all sorts of clever excuses why they don't have their homework or why something didn't get done, so it's very helpful if you as the parent give the teacher that extra insight when there really is something going on beyond the child's control that might impact their mood or their attentiveness or their sleepiness while they're on campus. Many times over the years, I've seen students have drastic changes in personality and be more reactive than I would normally expect them to be. And lo and behold, it's because there's some sort of big change in the family dynamic. Perhaps a family member has cancer, perhaps somebody passed away, or maybe the parents are getting divorced. These are all really tough conversations to have, and they feel like very private conversations that you may not want to share with the public, but it's something that a teacher might really need to know, because we always, as teachers, try to handle things with care, especially if we know there's something larger going on. Whereas we might be harsh with a student that we think is just being naughty when we don't know that they're actually quite upset about something very real happening at home. Now let's talk about five specific types of conversations you might want to have if your child has dyslexia, because that conversation might have to be steered slightly differently. Conversation topic number one. Make sure the teacher knows about your child's dyslexia and how it affects them. Sometimes there's a change in teacher or the paperwork gets lost in the shuffle, so make sure the teacher is aware of the dyslexia. That has to be the first part of the conversation before anything else comes up. It's better late than never, and try to avoid the blame game as it sets a bad tone for the year. You really want your child's teacher on your side to get the most out of your year. Not all kids with dyslexia have the same needs. So be specific about what works for your child and what doesn't. Does it affect their attention? Maybe they also have ADHD. Does it come out in their spelling and cause them to shut down during writing time? Do they have trouble finding the right words or take a while to process a question before they answer? These are all things that you should tell the teacher if it applies to your child. Is your child able to say, "I have dyslexia, so I need extra help with this?" Or do you need to work with the teacher to create an advocacy plan so that your child starts feeling more comfortable asking for what they need at school? Because remember, you can't go to school with them. So they need to figure out how to get their needs met while they're there and you aren't there to help them. Time for conversation topic number 2. Ask about accommodations. Ask which ones your child is getting in class. Which ones do they use the most? And which ones don't seem very helpful anymore? Check to see which ones work best for completing homework at home, because sometimes that can make homework time take a significantly less amount of time if they can use the same accommodations both at home and in school, so they're used to how to get things done efficiently. Most importantly, ask for the logins to the accounts for things like Learning Ally or Bookshare. Many schools can get them for free for kids who have dyslexia. Sometimes it hasn't been set up yet for the students, but it can easily be done if it's available and you ask for it. Sometimes this is when you find out they aren't getting any of their accommodations. Bring up why it's so critical for your child and which ones have been the most helpful in the past. And then make sure they start getting put into place as soon as possible so that your child can have the most successful year. Conversation topic number 3. Ask what challenges the student the most and what you can do to help support them. It's not all sunshine and rainbows, and kids do better when home and school align their goals. Ask for what specific skills need more work so that you can either practice them at home or inform your tutor so they can build it into their sessions. If a challenge isn't addressed, it sometimes gets harder and harder to fix later on, whereas if you catch it right away, it makes it a lot easier. Conversation topic number 4. Ask about the strengths that the teacher sees. Sometimes kids have hidden strengths that you don't know about until they try something new. Find out what skills they're showing off at school. Try to foster them at home too if you can. They need to be empowered and balance out the challenges of having a learning difference with the things that they can be really amazing at. And this also helps steer the conversation into mixing in the good with the bad, because we want to make sure that we have genuine conversations that don't always focus on the negative. We have to blend in some of those positive things as well. Last but certainly not least, conversation point number 5, end the meeting with teamwork. As you end the meeting, make sure the teacher knows that you want to work together to help your child. Let them know that it's okay to tell you if something isn't going well. Work together to try to find a solution. Sometimes teachers feel like they have to sugarcoat things so they don't sound so bad and so they don't hurt your feelings. But sometimes honesty really is the best policy to make sure small problems don't turn into big problems later. And a lot of times, teachers want to stay as positive as possible, and they don't know which parents they can be more open with and be more brutally honest about what's going on. So if you're one of those parents that's okay hearing the hard truth, make sure you tell the teacher so that you get the full story from them each time and not the watered-down version of what really happened. As a parent, you can let the teacher know your preferred communication style. Are you somebody who's very tell it like it is and you don't mind having those hard conversations? Let the teacher know it's okay to lay it all out. Some parents have had a really bad experience with parent-teacher conferences when every time they attend one, all they hear is all the bad stuff and all the ways that their child is struggling at school. If that's you, be sure to tell the teacher you've had a rough experience with conferences and how they can be more successful if they remember to point out some of the good things that your child is doing well, along with having some more delicate conversations about the ways that they're struggling, and that you already know that your child is struggling and you're doing your best to try to help. Try to focus in the conversation on 2 or 3 things that you guys are each going to work together on to make the year more successful for your child. We want to have solutions-based conversations so that everybody knows what they can do to help the year become as successful as possible for the student. We all want to work toward a common goal. Okay, time to recap our episode for today. First, make sure you talk about all of the things that might impact your child's day at school, such as if you're moving, if there's changes in medication, or some sort of change to the family dynamic that might impact them at school. Then, focus your conversation on things that are specific to dyslexia. Ensure the educator knows about the dyslexia diagnosis and what that entails for your child and any other additional learning differences they may have if they have more than one learning difference. 2, ask about the accommodations the student is getting and which ones they use the most. You also might want to ask which accommodations might work well for homework as well as get any of the login details for any accounts that they might use for their accommodations. 3, ask about their challenges and how you can support them at home to help overcome them. 4, find out what strengths they have at school. Find out the good stuff too, not just all the bad stuff. Sometimes the teachers see emerging new talents that maybe you didn't know that your child had. And last, end with a feeling of teamwork and ongoing collaboration. And that might include telling the teacher your preferred communication style so everyone can leave the meeting feeling like they had a productive conversation and they have an action plan for a successful year. All right, that's it for today. Don't forget to go download the parent guide, Conversations with Educators About Dyslexic Students. It's linked in the episode description and on the show notes on my website, parnelloeducation.com/episode16. See you next time. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Dyslexia Devoted. Join us for our next episode by subscribing to this podcast as we devote each episode to different aspects of dyslexia. See you next time.